It's the morning show. I'm Shereen Siewert in for Kate Archer-Kent. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services announced this month that 14 nonprofit dental clinics will receive grant funding to increase access to dental care statewide over a period of 3 years. So how will clinics make the best use of those funds to reach the patients who need it most? Call in 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Lisa Hintz is the Community Outreach Director for Tri-County Dental Clinic in Appleton. Welcome to the Ideas Network, Lisa.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, you're one of 14 dental clinics that were recently awarded a grant by the State Health Department. Take me through this. Did your organization have to apply for the grant, or were you just chosen? What happened?
Well, there was an application that was completed. And so, yes, the Department of Health Services let people know that the funding opportunity was available, and people could apply for that. And then you, as part of that application, you had to indicate how you were going to use the funds to try and increase access to care, specifically to dental oral health care. So yes, that application was completed, and we were very excited to receive the award notification that we were chosen as one of the clinics to receive some funding.
So are there some guidelines on how you have to use the money? I mean, do you have to follow what you put in your application? How does that work?
Yes, and there are, so we have to put a work plan together along with the budget, and then there are check-in reports that will have to be completed. So yes, you definitely need to have the follow-through to make sure that you are following the steps that you've laid out.
Sure. So those kinds of accountability factors are in there. We're talking about accessible dental care with Lisa Hintz. She's Community Outreach Director for Tri-County Dental Clinic in Appleton. So what do you plan to use the grant for?
Well, at Tri-County Dental, one of the things that's really unique about our clinic, Shereen, is that we are run predominantly, or the care is provided predominantly by volunteer dentists.
Oh.
So we have a paid staff of hygienists and dental assistants and people like myself. But the dentists are predominantly volunteers. So this is our 20th year of existence, and we still have the founders of Tri-County Dental who are so generous in the time they give to providing that care. And we also have a really, really strong collaboration and partnership with Marquette Dental School and NWTC and Fox Valley Tech to provide students who do rotations through the clinic. So part of our goal with this grant is to help staffing capacity, truly, because you can't provide the care if you don't have the trained dental staff, right?
Right.
So one of the things that we're doing in this summer is we also have, through the Marquette Dental School, right now, currently, we have one fellow. So what a fellow is a recent dental school graduate. So they are a dentist, mm-hmm. But they take a year and they commit to providing that year of employment with Tri-County Dental, and it helps give them really, really strong hands-on experience. And this year, we're going to have two fellows. So part of this grant is going to help us be able to provide the salaries to have those two fellows. And the goal with having two fellows, Shereen, is to be able to put more time with dentists on our mobile clinic. That's the other thing that's so unique about Tri-County Dental. We understand the importance of removing barriers to care for struggling working families and for parents. So a lot of the kids that we see through our Robert Glass Focus on the Children program, we see at their school on the mobile clinic. So we drive the mobile clinic to their school, and if they qualify and are eligible, they can receive a dental exam on the mobile clinic. They can receive a hygiene cleaning on the clinic. And our goal with this grant is also to increase the ability to go back to those schools to provide restorative care. And restorative care, on the mobile clinic tends to be mostly the fillings, right? Mm-hmm. So we go for the exams and the hygiene, and there's a lot of decay that's detected. We make notes. But just, again, due to capacity, it's been a challenge to bring the mobile clinic back to provide that restore. There's only so many school days too. So in trying to reach all of the schools and all of the kids who are in those schools to do the exam days with the bite wing x-rays and the dentist doing this, the, you know, peeking in the mouth and providing fluoride treatments and sealants and so on and so forth, you know, then trying to schedule a return visit to do the restorative care has been challenging. So we're going through some process improvement, trying to find efficiencies so that we can see more kids and complete the circle of care so that they can miss less school. Really tough. Oral health decay is one of the number one reasons kids miss school.
Really? I didn't know that. Yeah. That's so interesting. How do you screen children to find out that they are eligible for this? I mean, is there a financial criteria or an insurance-based criteria?
Yes, there is. So we partner with our school districts who use our services, and I have to give a shout out to the contacts at the school, because boy, they work really hard to make sure that we're able to provide this care. So what we do is we provide them with information about what the Robert Glass Focus on the Children program is, what the eligibility criteria are, which you can't have other private health or dental health insurance, low income status. So we provide all that information to them, and then they distribute it to their families at their school, along with a consent form. And if somebody wants to be part of the program, then they fill out the consent form. We screen by going to like the Forward Health website to make sure is there Medicaid, or is it just that there is no insurance and that there's the low income criteria that is being met. So yes, they definitely need to fit those criteria in order to be a part of the program.
Lisa, do you have a sense of how much of a need there is for children? I mean, with your mobile clinic, is the need significant?
Very significant. There is a great need, and part of the issue is that, you know, a lot of these kids are, you know, the parents have Medicaid, which provides an incredibly low reimbursement rate. So most private dental practices really are challenged to be able to provide care to people who don't have private insurance or the income level to be able to pay on their own. So that's what the other thing that's unique about Tri-County Dental, of course, is that's why, because of having the volunteer dentists helping to provide care, that's part of how our area helps bridge that gap, so to speak. But yes, the need is great. We also, Tri-County Dental, our fixed site clinic in Appleton, is the only clinic that has urgent emergent care that is provided to adults. So unfortunately, again, because of the capacity issue, there are adults in our area who need preventative oral health care.
Oh, sure.
But there just isn't a way to provide that. So when they have tooth pain or tooth concern, we have a walk-in clinic, and they can come in and register. And again, the predominant solution to that is an extraction. So what's amazing to me is when I first joined Tri-County last year, to see people coming through the clinic with the, you know, the big chunk of gauze in their mouth from having had an extraction, and a smile on their face because they don't have pain. The pain relief of that is just incredible. But yeah, there's a video that the Department of Health Services put out that said that in 2021, 7 out of 10 Medicaid members did not get dental care.
Wow.
7 out of 10, 70%. So that means that, and even for the 3 to 20-year-old age range, only 1 in 3 received any kind of preventive service. And that's a critical time frame. That 3 to 20 years old is a critical time frame to protect those teeth, especially the 6-year molars, so that they can last a lifetime. That was one of the questions I asked when I first joined the clinic. How long are teeth really supposed to last? A lifetime.
Lisa Hintz is the Community Outreach Director for Tri-County Dental Clinic in Appleton. She'll stay with us. You can call in 800-642-1234. I'm Shereen Seewert. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show. I'm Shereen Seewert. Our discussion on grants to improve access to dental care in Wisconsin continues. Have you struggled to find dental care for yourself or for a family member? Call in 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Lisa Hintz is the Community Outreach Director for Tri-County Dental Clinic in Appleton. Lisa, the State Health Department says grant awards are meant to address the dental disparity in Wisconsin. So talk a little bit about how that disparity is reflected in the patients who visit your clinic.
Well, there is definitely a disparity. And of course, the obvious thing is, there's the income that prevents people from getting the care that they need. And truly, one of the stats that I've seen provided by DHS is that there are 1 in 5 children who have untreated tooth decay, and African-American children are nearly twice as likely as white children to have untreated tooth decay. So we see that with what we track and the ethnicity of the folks we see and the income levels of the folks we see. And I want to also point out what's a challenge is some of the automatic judgment that comes, because when you see people who have dental issues, we'll say, the smile on someone's face is the first thing you notice about them. And people respond and react with pretty harsh judgments as a result of that.
Sure.
So it's sort of that perpetuating issue then. If you don't have access to the care and you have the issues, but then you also don't have anyone available to help treat and provide that relief. Even the ability from the kids' perspective to get to a clinic or to find a provider who is willing to see patients who are on Medicaid, it's a huge challenge for people in our community. And I think that's very surprising in the Fox Cities in particular. I think it's very surprising to our community members at how great the need is and mm-hmm. how little availability there is.
Why is that though? I mean, can you explain that? Why is it so hard for people who have Medicaid to find a dentist that will treat them?
Well, really the incredibly low reimbursement rate. So, and in January of 2022, there was a 40% increase in the Medicaid reimbursement rate, which sounds really exciting, but that increase brought it up to 28%. So when you're a dental clinic, obviously you're running a business and you have to meet your expenses and so on and so forth. A 28% reimbursement rate is kind of a challenging level.
Sure.
So I think that's a big part of it. I think it's just that you can't keep your doors open while having so little to cover the cost. So that's, I know the plea right now is for dentists to consider having at least a portion, like to agree to a portion of the services they provide. Being given to Medicaid patients.
We're talking
again,
about
that's why that I'm sorry that's why the dentists who founded Tri-County Dental, they were seeing such a disparity in the care provided to folks and said we need to do something, we need to address this.
We're talking about accessible dental care with Lisa Hintz. She is the Community Outreach Director for Tri-County Dental Clinic in Appleton. Lisa, it's so interesting to hear all of these perspectives because, it's not something that we always think about. We have Bonnie with us from La Crosse. Good morning, Bonnie. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for having me. My comment is that I'm appalled at what I'm hearing, and we all know that we walk into a service providing retailer and we will have people waiting on us who have no teeth at all, poor dental care that we evidently as a First Nation cannot provide for our people, like for instance Norway, where they have free, meaning tax supported care for their children. I have a cousin who has a hunting lodge, and Americans hunt there. And he was appalled that he noticed that some Americans were taking their teeth out to brush them. They don't have that normally. And they have much better health. So that's my comment.
Okay. Thank you, Bonnie. Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. I guess what's your reaction to what Bonnie said, Lisa?
It's very true. Excuse me. And there's also the fact that, you know, we've learned over the years how critical your oral health care is to your overall health. Mm-hmm. You know, the health of your mouth is important to your overall health. There's a lot of connections in diet. And given the fact that we now know that, I have to say that that's been a startling thing to me as I grew up, honestly, that dental insurance and oral health care is separate from overall health and health insurance. Mm-hmm. And I never understood that. I'm like, but it's part of my overall health. That should be health insurance.
Right. Right. I know my son just had a bunch of work done and first time as an adult having to pay for it himself. And he was like, what? You know what I mean?
It can be a little shocking. Well, and even to the point again, with, you know, with our focus being on children, it's not even, you know, I referenced the stat that it's the number one reason kids miss school. So chronic absenteeism because of tooth pain. But even if kids aren't missing school, but if they're in school and still have tooth pain, what's their ability to concentrate and truly to be present to learn? All of that is impacted. So it affects the trajectory of your success in life, right? So it has such a huge implication for your future. And even what the caller just said about service workers and self-confidence. How do I feel about myself? We want to bring healthy, happy smiles to kids so they can feel good about sports, so they can present themselves in a confident manner.
A press release from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services says the grants won't fix the disparity alone. I mean, in your view, what else can be done to help your clinic and other clinics address these oral health disparities? What would you like to see happen?
Oh, I would, and this is just me personally, I'm going to say what I would love to see happen is that A, either the Medicaid reimbursement rate is greatly increased, or B, that we look at how do we bundle our insurance better to truly cover the things that will make an impact on the overall health of our community.
Sandy from Appleton called in, could not stay with us, but she asked why grants are needed instead of raising fees for reimbursement. She said, you know, that way, Sandy says, more dentists can take Medicaid. What do you think about that?
I think that's a fabulous question. Unfortunately, I don't know the answer as to why, other than, of course, you have state, you know, they obviously have the challenge of balancing a budget for themselves. So, you know, there's competing priorities for state budget. So optional adult dental benefits are often not provided or very limited. So, as a community of the state of Wisconsin, talk to your representatives about what you believe is important to be funding.
When you look ahead and you're getting this grant money, I mean, do you feel like it's going to really make a difference in the number of people that you serve?
We are planning for that, absolutely. And not just the grant, but as I said, even some of the process improvements and encouraging more dentists to participate with the mobile clinics so that we can get back to the schools. And then we rely so much on partnerships and collaborations, both with Marquette University for their School of Dentistry program, because they have dental students who rotate through and help provide care, and then our volunteer dentists. So yes, all of that needs to come into play. And this grant, as I said, will help us pay for an additional fellow so that we have regular full-time fellows who can provide care on the mobile clinic as well. Most of our volunteer dentists volunteer for 4-hour shifts. So they'll do the morning shift or the afternoon shift. When we go out on the mobile clinic, it's more of like a 6-hour shift. So that's where the fellow is really going to be able to help provide additional care on the mobile clinic to the schools and bring our oral health care services to kids where they are.
Well, Lisa, I want to thank you so much for joining us and sharing this news with us. It's been a really fascinating conversation.
Thank you for having me.
Lisa Hintz, the Community Outreach Director for Tri-County Dental Clinic in Appleton. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.